The festival is over, and its organizers certainly have cause for celebration. By Wednesday, the number of accredited visitors had surpassed that for the entire festival last year. Overall, close to 136,000 viewers attended the screenings of 268 feature films and documentaries. This year's holder of the Crystal Globe, a $20,000 Grand Prix, was the US film Sherry Baby by director Laurie Collier, who was especially happy about the award as her past works have only been documentary films. Sherry Baby tells the story of former drug addict Sherry Swanson, who returns home to New Jersey after serving a 3-year prison sentence for robbery. Though she tries hard to re-establish a relationship with her young daughter, she is soon forced to realize that the world she left behind is difficult to return to. Director Laurie Collier.
I did do 2 years of research with convicts and ex-convicts. I knew someone from my documentary, New York and Dream, who, you know, between 14 years old and 30 years old, he spent 8 months in the streets, so he was a very good source of information about what this system can do to a person.
Sherry Baby's Maggie Gyllenhaal, who played the leading role, also won the Best Actress Award. The Best Actor Award went to Andrzej Hudziak for his role in the Polish film Several People, Little Time. The Best Director Award went to Norwegian director Joachim Trier, for whom the film Reprise was also his debut feature. It tells the story of two good friends who both become writers and struggle with their success after their books get published. But three great names in the world of film were also awarded for their outstanding artistic contribution to world cinema. We already featured Andy Garcia, who was honored during the festival's opening ceremony. The Czech filmmaker Jan Niemetz and U.S. film producer and director Robert Shea received the awards on Saturday. Mr. Shea, who has produced big films like The Lord of the Rings, for example, tells us his ties to the Czech world of cinema go back a very long time.
This was at a time when we didn't have any money, so I couldn't buy movies, but the Czech Film Export Association, Czechoslovensky Film Export, made a deal with me to give them 50% of all the money that I could earn from the films. And there were two Czech films, one by Jan Nemec and one by a very fine director named Jan Schmidt. And those are the two first films that we ever distributed. It was 39 years ago, so it was a long time ago, before many of you were born. And I think of those films with great fondness and warmth, and also with incredible aesthetic and excellent skill. And I'm very proud that Czech movies started our company on its path.
But besides finished projects, the Karlovy Vary Film Festival also served as a place for discussion on future productions. The renowned Czech film director Pavel Koutecký spent 13 years collecting footage of former Czech president Václav Havel to make a documentary called Občan VH, or Citizen VH. From 1992 until 2005, Pavel Koutecký accompanied Václav Havel through his political and private life and documented over 100 events. But earlier this year, Mr. Koutecký tragically passed away. Here's how Václav Havel remembers the days when Mr. Koutecký followed him with his camera.
On vždycky, když se mu zdálo, že...
Whenever he thought that the event he was filming was no longer interesting, he always put the camera on standby. So that, to me, became an important sign that we are no longer making sense and saying things that aren't worth documenting. So that's when I knew to lead the discussion to the next point.
Miroslav Janek is to follow in Mr. Koutecký's footsteps and finish the documentary film. He worked in documentaries in the United States from 1980 to 1995 before he returned to Prague and has participated in the makings of films like Godfrey Reggio's Povakvatsi and Anima Mundi. Mr. Janek will be working with 45 hours of film and digital video. The film will include welcoming ceremonies at Prague Castle, preparations for Bill Clinton's visit to Prague, as well as the former US president's improvised saxophone concert at Prague's Register Jazz Club, and unique behind-the-scenes shots of Václav Havel's trips abroad. One of them is this clip of Mr. Havel before a trip to Saudi Arabia.
Já se obávám, abych neudělal nějaký fopa, abych se nezasmál v nesprávném okamžiku.
I hope I won't make a faux pas, laugh at the wrong moment, shake someone's hand before I should have shaken someone's hand and have them shoot me for it. Please don't translate anything that you think is inappropriate.
The feature film length documentary is expected to be released in the Czech Republic at the fall of next year and abroad by the beginning of 2008 at the latest. Four 60-minute films with corresponding themes will also be made for broadcast on Czech television. Pavel Koutecký's original negatives will be preserved at the National Film Archives.
That was Dita Asieru with that report. For more information on the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, you can check out their website, which will be listed on our website. Coming up next, we have